Anna Dudney is in the studio with me tonight. If you're lucky enough to have some preschoolers in your life, I do hope you have had the delight of reading Anna's Llama Llama books with them. Llama Llama Red Pajama, Llama Llama Mad at Mama, Llama Llama Mrs. Mama, and more are written and illustrated by Anna Dudney and are always on the New York Times bestseller list. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest book. It is titled Llama Llama and the Bully Goat. Welcome, Anna.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This delightful to see you. So treat us to the story in the latest Llama Llama book. What's happening with the bully goat?
Okay, well, in this book, Llama Llama is growing up a little bit, and he is in school in very early grades, and he goes to school, and he has his best friend, Nellie New, who goes to school with him, and he's doing all the things that kids do in school, and he's having a lot of fun. But there is somebody in class who is very crabby and who starts being unkind. The teacher points out that it's not okay to call names, but this little bully goat, whose name is Gilroy, still is crabby. And they all go out to the playground, and Gilroy starts harassing Llama Llama and Nellie New because Llama plays with dolls, and he says a lot of other mean things, and Llama Llama has to learn how to deal with a bully goat. So Llama Llama remembers what the teacher said, and he says, "Gilroy, this is not okay. Stop it, or we'll go away." And Gilroy doesn't stop, so they go and they tell the teacher. And Gilroy has a timeout. And basically, Llama comes to talk to him, and at the end of the timeout, Gilroy wants to try again, Llama wants to try again, and they figure out how to play. But the book basically is trying to give kids tools for those tough situations that even happen for little children.
Your books always have a real life focus that young children and the adults in their life are dealing with. I think that it's interesting to me to think about where these ideas come from for you. And I want to hasten to say that while they always deliver a message, there is always humor. There's always common sense. There's always civility. So I appreciate all those qualities in your book. So where do the ideas come from?
You know, I get that question a lot. And all the books start with a feeling first. So with Llama Llama Red Pajama, it was that experience of anxiety, knowing as a mother, knowing what it's like to be, what the little person experiences being up alone in their room and worrying, you know, what's going on down there? So they always start with either anxiety or frustration or impatience or anger, and then they go on from there, and I start working with little snippets of sound, and I do lots of drawings, and I really inhabit my books. So they are very much true stories. Every single one of those books is a true story.
Why the llama? This, you know, this is not an everyday puppy or kitten, but just the illustrations are so wonderful, and of course the rhyme is just heavenly.
Thank you. The reason he's a llama and not a whale or a giraffe is because I live in Vermont. And in Vermont, we have lots of cows. So when my children were small, I would always moo every time we went past the cows in the field. We'd all moo in the car, you know, and I still do that. I moo even though the children aren't in the car anymore. And we'd baa at the sheep and cluck at the chickens. And then a llama moved into the field up the road. And I was so excited because we'd never seen a real llama before. This is a long time ago now. Now everybody seems to have llamas. So I said, "Oh, girls, look at the llama." And then I didn't know what llama said. So every time we passed the llama, I would say, "Oh, llama, 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 llama." And then the story, which was just gestating in my head, became, "Oh, llama, llama, red pajama," and went on from there.
One of the fascinating things is that you do it all. So you do the illustrations as well as the text. Talk about the process. Does it start with the text? Do you have a favorite pen or brush? Do you work in a certain place? Tell us about that behind the scenes part of.
Well, I said I start with a feeling, right? I start with an emotion. Then I start playing with sound, really. And I do a lot of my writing, actually, when I'm out in the woods. So I spend a lot of time in the woods with my dogs. So I will write and in my head and then come home and start writing snippets of sound or a couplet or two, a verse down on the computer. I do that over a long period of time. And the story really does gestate. It needs to be sitting there in my mind, working along over time. And while that's happening, I'm also doing sketches. So it goes back and forth between the sketches and the writing, and it slowly comes into focus. It's really like a quilt. It's like creating a quilt. I take all these little pieces and I sew them together, and then all of a sudden, it's one whole piece.
And what time period does that typically cover, so to speak, from, you know, from that first germ of the feeling to the published book?
It varies, but it's always at least a couple of years. So the idea for Llama Llama and the Bully Goat started coming to fruition, or at least it started coming into focus, I would say 2 or 3 years ago. You know, I mean, the writing itself, there's always a very intensive period of a few months where it really needs to tighten up a little bit, but it's years, ultimately.
Like many artists, you've had some other interesting careers. I know
Yes. You
taught at a boarding school, I believe, for some while, but you were also a rural mail carrier.
That was my favorite job.
So did you meet any interesting animals or have any interesting experiences along the way?
Well, you need to understand that in Vermont, of course, you know, a rural mail carrier has quite a job.
Where you live.
Right. That's where I live. So it was a challenge every day. It was really fun to sort the mail because that's a three-dimensional process. You're in a little tiny room. It's a box, basically, with slots on all sides, and you get to sort the mail very, very quickly in three dimensions, which I liked. And then I would get into my car, sit on the right-hand side, and drive with my left foot. Then I would try not to drive too fast, but I would also try to be efficient and go through these meandering dirt roads. And once there, I had a really exciting day because there was actually a very small tornado that was happening when I was on the route and the trees were crashing and I was dodging trees and branches. And, you know, it's just really fun. It's fun to deliver the mail because you see people out in their yards, and you get to see some elderly people don't get out very much, so you get to see them when they come to get their mail. It's like the highlight of their day. So I just really enjoyed it.
I have also read that you are an advocate for literacy, and I just want to say that your books alone are a great advocate to inspire people to read.
Thank you.
But are there other specific activities that you involve yourself in terms of that advocacy?
I'm just starting to write a lot more about it because it's, for me, I think the important thing to remember is that picture books aren't just about literacy. They're about developing empathy in children. Mm-hmm. And when you sit holding a picture book with a child, that child is learning about what it means to be a human being on the planet. They're opening that picture book, they're exploring different worlds, and then they're with you and they are experiencing the emotions that you're experiencing and you're sharing. It's like a little piece of performance art, you know, when you're reading a book with a child. So the child understands more deeply what it means to be human when they experience emotions and see different worlds. So that's what I'm trying to talk about more, is that I think we need to focus on developing empathy and understanding.
Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
I've been talking with Anna Dudney about her latest book, Llama Llama and the Bully Goat. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
Our teachers are the leaders. They've turned us into leaders. There is nothing neater than the very first grade. I open up my favorite book and curl up in a cozy nook. Reading books is off the hook. I'm in the first grade. Preschool is a lot of fun. Kindergartners play and run. The first grade's cool.